B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So just as an item on the MLS, their testing plan when they get to Orlando is to have tests every other day, is their plan when they get to Orlando. During this phase, testing is on the clubs, not the league. And the first phase of training was individuals. Clubs were given clearance to begin these workouts on May 6th. Testing was not required due to players being on their own and socially distanced at all times. They just took their word for it. The second phase was small group training, which the league gave the green light to commence on Monday, June 1st. That does not require testing either, as the groups of no more than six are socially distanced at all times as well. Phase three is full team training, in which full testing is required. Clubs will be in charge of providing testing when they are in market prior to getting to Orlando. That's what MLS put out on their website.
Yeah, and that's where they're at right now. And I just communicated with somebody from the Revolution who said that they are being tested regularly at training right now.
Good. All right, then. Good. Those first two phases in MLS, I don't think the NHL would get away with that, or NBA. Like the other day, they're doing shoot-arounds at the practice facility, right? It's one-on-one individual drills, and all the Celtics got tested. They all got tested before they were even let into the building.
So, Peter, when you say get away with that, I'm just curious, who's getting away with it? The players? The team?
The league. No, the league. The league, and allowing multiple phases to go without testing, whereas I think the players would never let their league get away with that in the NHL or the NBA.
So the players' union, you're saying, wouldn't let the
exactly.
league get away. Okay, all right.
Right, yeah.
So if soccer players were like, yeah, no, we're good, we're fine.
But you see, you it's easy to say that, but in charge of this thing are still like major companies, and in this case with the Revolution, it's Kraft Sports.
But no one, let's be honest though, Hardy, they're not in the spotlight in this country the way the NBA is. The way that the other day Jaylen Brown goes to Atlanta and people are thinking, oh, how much time does he have to spend when he gets back? Does he need to get a test? Are they going to test all these guys? People are talking much more about the other leagues than MLS.
Okay, but you're talking about like the protocols for the teams and the players. These teams are owned by major corporations. And Kraft Sports Group is not going to allow this team to do things that are somehow going to put themselves or the rest of their employees in harm's way by not testing them.
I would agree with that, but they also don't own every team in MLS.
No, but I mean, as much as, you know, it's not as big an enterprise as an NFL team or an NBA team, it's still, these are, you know, there's a lot of money behind these clubs. There's a lot at stake. There's a lot of liability for these companies. They're not going to go all willy-nilly and say, oh, no one's watching us, we don't have to test these guys. Oh, he's got a fever, he was probably just running around too much. No, they're going to, their hand is forced just by the nature of things right now to be proactive on this stuff and do everything, I think, within reason. Some of this stuff, you know, some of the other testing that's going on, some might find unreasonable. So maybe they're striking a balance between the two, but I mean, based on the information that you just relayed and the information I just got from the team, there's no reason to believe that they're slipping under the radar and they're getting away with things that is going to be in any way unsafe.
617-779-0985, the telephone number for you. Colin Kaepernick, according to Mike Florio, wants to play football and wants to continue his NFL career.
Wants to play more so than ever before. You know, just wants to play that much harder now.
More motivated to play than ever. What was that?
I question that.
Okay.
I think he's at a point now, 4 years out of it. We know what he stood for. We know what he standed for. We know what he likes to do now, to where he goes out and he talks to groups and he's sort of, you know, this leader of, you know, social justice here. in our country. It's almost like he's taking that role on more so than wanting to be a player. And it just, I don't know. I go by the, you move the workout around. You got a chance to put yourself in front of a ton of teams last year. I know you didn't have your voice in the workout. It wasn't what you would have done or planned, but I think you would have had more people, more eyes on you a year ago. Maybe he didn't want more eyes on him. Maybe that's part of the cat chasing the mouse game that he played with, moving the workout to a distant location outside the city at a high school. I just don't know how much he wants to play. Like, he likes to say he wants to play, to stir it up out there. I just, if he really wanted to play, he would have, went to Canada. He would have played in one of those other leagues to sort of show that you could still play. People that want to play, Johnny Manziel even did that. That's Johnny Manziel. That's proof you want to play. You knock yourself down a peg, be a little humble.
Yeah, except Colin Kaepernick had a better NFL career than Johnny Manziel ever did.
Never compared the two. But from a popularity standpoint, proving that you want to play, if that's the only place to play, then you got to go play there. It seemed like at that time, it's the only place Cap could have played. I'm not comparing the two.
Well, I can see why he's more motivated now than ever. And I think it's the fact that he's probably feeling for the first time in a while.
Yeah. That, you know what? I could be a part of a locker room.
That he actually might get a chance. I mean,
yeah.
When the NFL held their sham workout last year for PR purposes, did anyone really believe he was going to get signed?
No.
Okay. So then you didn't believe it, right?
No, I didn't believe it. And
so then why are you mad at him for not believing it either? That's what I don't understand.
Mad at who?
Like, you didn't, at Kaepernick saying he doesn't really want to play football. I mean, if you didn't believe that he was going to get signed somewhere, why should he have believed he was going to get signed somewhere?
Yeah, I would just not done the workout. If he truly believed that.
He sort of skipped out on theirs and held his own.
And he never really go. I mean, people were like, oh, look at that. Like, he just threw a couple long ones. I could throw them.
Oh, my God. I had forgotten all about that, the changing of the venue.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And
he had like two high school kids running there and this one heavy kid.
Completely independent of the entire thing. It made all of his question then, and based on how much money he wants to get paid, it makes you question now.
You didn't blow anybody away with that workout.
How much does he really want to play? How badly does he want to play?
Like, this whole new narrative now, like, ooh, he wants to play more so than ever before.
And look, everybody wants to get paid. Everybody wants to get paid.
Well, no, it says he's more motivated than ever, which I look at and say, again, that's not him saying it. That's someone close to him relaying it to Florio.
Yeah.
This quote from the source, whoever it may be, that Kaepernick, per source with knowledge of the situation, Kaepernick is in great shape. He wants to play, and he's more motivated to play than ever in the NFL. So I think it's about sort of the carrot is being dangled.
I think the door's been open for him.
He feels like, can I get my foot in here? This could
be
my chance. And so now that just has given him a boost, and it's given him more motivation to try and get back than ever before because he feels like it could be real. He might actually get a shot somewhere.
And maybe the message by Goodell, we were wrong. Maybe he thinks teams now are going to feel like, okay, maybe we can bring him in for a workout. Maybe there was a group that couldn't bring him in. So some things have changed.
Some emails from yesterday. That I will get to coming up on why the Patriots should take a look at Colin Kaepernick. We will get into that. 617-779-0985. It is answers that we had not considered. Also, the Hall of Fame wants to be a test case for the NFL. That's coming up as well. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
617-779-0985 if you want to jump on board. A couple of emails before we get to that Hall of Fame story. This one from Tyler, who says, I think if there were a time for the Pats to bring in cap, it would be right now. Not only is the cause backed by the majority of the country and now the league, but the practices will be closed. The fans that booed players who kneeled but now are not there, you know, training camp is closed. As far as we know, we don't know. There's no official announcement on that yet, but let's assume that they're not allowing training camp practices to be open. I don't think that's official yet, but anyway. Those fans who booed the players who kneeled wouldn't be out there at practice. So no fans, limited media due to the virus. Also, if the games are played without fans, they won't face as much backlash and will be praised by ESPN and other networks such as yourself. Cap will be the distraction still, but it will be mundane compared to normal circumstances. Interesting. If practices are closed, he could come back in an environment where he could practice with the team and not have the openness of a training camp. That's one thing. Here's another one from Anthony, who says, if a team does want to sign Kaepernick, how much would Kaepernick want? How much is he commanding to be a 30-something-year-old who has not played in the NFL for almost 4 years? The answer is we don't know. We don't have that answer. We don't know that answer. Another one, Tyler.
I wonder who the agent would be, who the player agent would be. I know he's got Garagos doing some stuff, but he's not a player agent. I would think it'd be set around $7+ million. Put a number on it per year.
He points out Denver and Seattle. Denver happened before his final year as a starter in San Francisco, The Elway thing. We looked that up yesterday. And Seattle, we have no idea what he asked. There's Mike Garofalo who reports the two sides were apart on money, but no one knows what the gap was. So that's what we have on that. Tyler,
tell me real quick. I'd assume
why would it be $7 million? Around. By the way, that seems like a bit much.
Because I assume last time he played, he made 14, and he views himself as like a $10, $12, $14 million quarterback. So I just cut it in half. I just take 14, cut it in half, or seven. Guys like Chase Daniels and that make seven. I don't know. Hoyer, over in Indianapolis. You know.
Here's one from Tyler. Would bringing in Kaepernick help with signing other free agents? Even if it's just for a workout, by bringing him in and showing that the organization is an alliance to the black community and black players, would it make New England a more attractive spot for free agents next fall, especially with the cap space that the Patriots have?
No, $100 million in cap space. I don't know. I mean, could it play a part in it? Maybe, but you know what gets a guy to sign with a team? Money. When you're a free agent and you get paid money,
yeah,
you tend to go where the money is. That's your time. That's your shot. Maybe have one contract. Maybe you have two if you're lucky. Three if you're even luckier. Then you get the bank, man. That's what you want. The bank is where you go.
Here's what we got on the NFL Hall of Fame. The NFL enshrinement game is still set for August. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame says they almost, quote, almost want to be the test case for the NFL for putting fans in the stands this coming fall. One of the things we're hoping for and willing to do is almost be the test case. Give us the green light and we'll show folks how it can be done safely for fans, safely for participants, and safely for the employees here. We feel very positive about the prospects of this happening in early August. That is from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. More than 20,000 game tickets were sold out within a half hour when they went on sale. More than 10,000 tickets have been purchased for the enshrinement ceremony, and as of right now, all systems are a go for August at the NFL's Hall of Fame. They want to be a test case for the NFL. How are they going to report back their test case results to the NFL, I want to know?
Quietly.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, we want to be a test case. We just want to put people in the stands and do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need gerbils. We need gerbils and field mice.
Well, it's kind of like Las Vegas. It's like the Las Vegas mayor offering themselves up as a test city long ago for the casinos. You know, we'll do that.
Hey, early reports out of Vegas are pretty good.
Like what? When they opened a week ago?
Yeah, no. Some of the
what's
people
the early
actually,
report, Joe?
People are bitching about. People are doing the plastic. You know, the plastic dividers at the tables.
The plexiglass dividers.
Oh, this is terrible. What is this?
Yeah.
And after you sit there and play, you go, you know what? I actually like that. I feel like I'm in a little booth here, and I don't have to smell numbnuts here next to me who's on his like sixth drag of the last hour and maybe his sixth scotch and hasn't brushed his teeth in 5 days.
Well, they banned smoking, didn't they? Didn't they ban smoking in the casinos because of all this?
Well, you've seen the video of the guy smoking with his mask on, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
He pulls it down.
It's so good.
He has gloves on, too. I think he has black gloves on, too, doesn't he? Like those haircut gloves?
He does.
Oh, I guess in Vegas they did not opt for the smoking ban, but in other casinos across the country they have.
He just kind of sneaks it in the side. And
I'll get that sucker in there.
No, the whole guinea pig thing, it's like, well, which is it? Are you going to show everybody how it's done and the way to do it, or are you willing to offer yourselves up for, you know, in the interest of science? Like, it really, it's either a boast or a brag, or you're, you know, offering yourselves up.
Or just a way of not wanting to take any real, you know, changes into account.
That's, like, yes.
You know, we don't want to change anything, so we're going to be a test case. Oh, okay. And are you taking everyone's information down and following them for 3 weeks after they were there? Like, no. What are you testing? What does that even mean? Well, we want to show them how it's done.
I think the procedures of it.
We're gonna
protocols.
I'm sure that's what they mean. It's not as though, look, let everybody show up and nobody drop dead on the spot. It's over. We found the cure. Just do whatever you want and everything will be okay. But bum.
Leave it to the NFL, though, to just be like, we're doing something. I know the Pro Football Hall of Fame is not directly, you know, run by the NFL, but they are tied at the hip, man. They are very close to one another.
It was only a matter of time before somebody was going to say, oh, we could do this. We could do this without, you know, all this namby-pamby testing and distancing. Come on. We're going to do it. And it was just waiting for someone. Yep. Well, I mean, there's been a little bit of that, but not to this degree. Not something as even if it's not, like you said, Beto, like directly an entity of the NFL, closely associated with the NFL. And they're very closely associated with them. So I'm hoping they're right. I'm hoping, especially at that point, another, you know, couple of months, it won't be an issue.
You know what I say? Listen, you know, we're at a point where a lot of people are doing a lot more, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you want to do it, fine, do it. But don't tell me it's safe, okay? Don't tell me. Oh, we're going to do it safely. No, you're not. It's the same way thousands of people huddled in the streets last weekend protesting. That wasn't safe. You can't call that safe. Like, no. If you're going to do it, do it. But don't lie to me about it. Don't tell me it's safe. Or you're covered. You're protected. No, you're not. No, you're not. You exposed yourself. Like, no, it's not safe. If you want to do that, go ahead and go do that. But, you know, the whole, we're going to do it the right way. We do it safely. No, you're not. How would you even know that? How would you even know?
They're looking at it. Steelers, Cowboys, two huge fan bases. We're going to make a lot of money on this. We need people.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they're looking at it.
And because we want to make our money, we'll tell you it's safe. Well, not quite.
Maybe the two biggest national fan bases in the league, the Cowboys and Steelers. People will come from anywhere to go see them, to those two teams.
Yes.
Especially if you bring your, you're in Steeler country signs. Yep, they'll show up. Pittsburgh will drive there.
Keith is an Athol. Hey, Keith.
What's going on, guys? What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Hey, I want to get to this baseball stuff, but first, Zoe's a big Barstool guy, so I wanted his take on this national debate about hashtag Fire K Marco. Where do you stand?
That's blind. That's blind Mike.
Hi, blind Mike.
Hi, blind Mike. How you doing? Nice to hear from you.
So we're on Mike's list today, huh? Number three, call Zolak Bertrand.
Well, what do you got? You got a take on it, Zo? I mean, he called.
No, I don't know why you just fire him. Why do you want to fire K. Marco?
I guess you're not up to date personally, on everything happening over
personally,
there.
Personally, I have no clue, like, every little single fight throughout the day. Dave's not even around. Dave's down in Florida, rented a house.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Always worried about his day. Always worried about his day trading and drinking that nooner stuff at noon. I blame Minahan for that.
For what?
For blind Mike.
Well, they're K. Marco's over there publishing like fan blogs now, I guess.
Yeah.
Or not even fan blogs, like anti fan blogs.
Yeah.
Just like posting whatever. So I understand the movement, blind Mike. I understand.
Yeah. Sure.
All right then. Let's get to headlines. Hardy's got those on a sleepy Wednesday.
When's the state in show history? 11:55.
11:50.
Yeah.
11:50.
Wonder what we got up our sleeve today.
You excited about it?
When are we going to get the smalls from the Sandlot there, Hardy? I thought the exact same thing.
Oh,
when I saw
such
the,
a good,
the
good
baseball
catch,
hat. You know what, Hardy? You know what it was?
You
it
like
looks
that?
Either it looks like either Caillou or Smalls in a baseball hat. He's
That's
starting to
next
look like
hour.
Caillou because he's bald.
We'll get to that next hour. All right.
Maz had an eagle. We'll get to it. Yeah.
That's coming up.
It's such a
we'll get
sneaky,
to Maz's eagle.
Sneaky, mean way of saying it.
It's such a dick comment. It is.
All that's coming up. Mohamed Sanu's got a new machine, by the way, a football throwing machine.
Oh. It's like the shooter tutor.
I think maybe you should buy one for your kids, though.
I got to take a look at this thing.
All right, we'll take a look at it. We'll talk about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
What's up, guys? My name is Sawyer Tyson. I'm the director of sales for Monarch Sports Robotics, and here we have the Seeker, the world's first robotic quarterback. You have two options for purchase. You can either outright buy and own the machine, or you can do our leasing model, which comes with 2 years of our software subscription. Either option is going to come with your very own fully customizable Seeker, 8 of our anchors, which is our tracking system, and 4 of our Monarch pulse tags.
New machine. That's what Mohamed Sanu's got. He's got a new machine that acts like a quarterback.
It comes with new hands.
Oh, what's the name of it again? Monarchy? What is it called?
Monarch.
The Monarch quarterback.
When I think Monarch, I think badass. You know, yeah, like the best, the top. Lofty.
It's a robot quarterback is what it is.
The plane. Oh, no. Warning. Was that a... That's Lost in Space, right, Hardy?
MonarchSport.com is their website. Mohamed Sanu put up a video with one of these.
Plane.
What? What did you say?
The robot from Lost in Space. What's that? Warning.
Danger, Will Robinson. Yeah.
Let me read you a story from 24/7 Sports. The world's first robotic quarterback has been built to serve football teams, but it's not pigeonholed to one position. The talented machine also punts. And this was going on in that video with Mohamed Sanu. He was shooting footballs over a house into the backyard where he was.
We do that here. We do that here every other night.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
This is why
you got to get it.
I got a problem with that that punt setting, though, because didn't the leading edge of the ball come down just like a Hail Mary pass, whereas a punt? And the ball kind of stay on the same angle for the entire trajectory of the punt.
No, it should turn over like into a pass. An excellent punt goes up like a throw and also comes down. You want to turn it over.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. It's called turning the tip over. Yeah.
Hello.
I didn't like how he was catching them. Did you see how he was catching
them?
I don't know if you guys noticed
that.
No,
I don't want something.
But
what's wrong? He's catching a punt with his hands up in front of his face. What's wrong with that?
He tries to catch punts like he's catching a pass.
Right. Well, you know, and you don't want a body catcher. Good.
The first one was okay. The first one in the video, it was okay. I wouldn't say it was great, but it was okay.
He's showing off his house.
And then after that, he starts catching them like a pass. But this machine is called the Seeker. Hey, here's what staffer John Kenny told 24/7. It's time to bring football into the 21st century. Monarch is hoping the Seeker will be a staple in every major football program in the years to come. It's an innovative machine, is how they market this.
What are you loading up with six balls? It's like a...
You could put six in there at a time. It's like a six shooter.
It's like a bullet.
It's like a big Nerf gun, but for footballs.
Yeah.
All it is pushing it up through the same thing. It's the same, you know, tires on there that you squeeze it through.
It's the same wheel, but...
Same concept as the jug machine.
It's got some software, though. It's like an iPad, and you have a thing you wear on your belt.
Yeah.
It's got a different intelligent machine.
He wouldn't throw that price tag out there. He said, you could go out and buy one yourself.
Yeah, that's interesting. No one's really putting a price tag on this item.
Going 15 grand. No, more.
What's an average jugs machine cost?
Probably like $3,500.
SMU, the first legitimate customer of a fairly new technology called Seeker, developed by a company called Monarch. It's a machine that can be purchased outright for...
Oh, I just saw the price tag.
$38,000.
Oh, my.
Go to hell. Go find a high school quarterback to stand there and throw to you. Can our kid's arm fall off?
$38,000.
Take that to Shark Tank. see if anybody wants to go in bed with you on the selling of that.
But wait, $38,000 for a major football program is nothing.
Okay, but the lease price, teams or individuals can sign a subscription contract at a cost of $18,000 in year one and $12,000 in subsequent years.
I'm looking at the old school two big rubber wheels jugs machines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are about $4,000.
Anywhere from $3,500.
$3,000 to $4,000, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
The ones that you just plug in and they just start spinning as soon as you plug them in.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Yes.
No on off switch, just say start going.
I love that because you can just crank it up as hard as you want. We used to do that. That's how we used to shatter the windows on the crazy school down there.
Yeah, those are a lot cheaper. 38. I mean, you're paying for the technology. You're paying for the design. The more people that buy these, the price will eventually come down, hopefully. But
it's like 38, flat screens. Yeah,
38
everybody,
grand.
Everybody had one in the backyard
exactly.
soon enough.
That's exactly right. Computers, flat screens, whatever it is. If you're Mohamed Sanu, you can afford $38,000.
Sure.
For a machine that you hope will make you better at your job.
Or make a roster this year. Yeah, that'd be great.
You think Mohamed Sanu is going to have problems making a roster this year?
I hope not.
Very down on Sanu this segment. Well, very down. But so I think catching the ball
in he was catching the ball in his stomach there, his chest. He's falling backwards. And... you ever
so
see Troy Brown?
Video,
you ever see, Troy Brown work a jug machine? Oh my God! Pluck, 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 pluck.
Yeah, but the ball. But a pluck jug machine ball. Doesn't have a data analytics system that measures
That's
everything
true.
That happens. Capturing peak speed, average speed, steps taken, time in and out of the break.
Right.
I mean, a jugs machine won't allow players and coaches to view the personalized data to track progress.
Bingo.
Wow.
You're right, Hattie. You're right.
Wow.
Yeah.
This date in show history is coming up next for this June 10th. I don't know if it's any good. I can't promise that it's any
They're
good.
They're all good. They're all good.
We haven't had a bad one.
Have we
one.
Disappointed you yet
no,
on this
no.
front?
No.
This one's more of a quality, not quantity, I think.
Quality, good. Not quantity.
Not
I like
lot,
that.
But a couple good things.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that next.
Sola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This date in show history. It's been a staple here during the pandemic. What do we got today? Anything good?
Only two, gentlemen.
Quality over quantity, Jim said.
That is true. And they are both from just a year ago.
Okay.
So we're going to start, I guess one is definitely North Shore. The other one is just North. We're going to begin with Deb in Danvers. Okay? She was very fired up over a certain victory that had taken place the night before. Do you know what victory that would have been?
No idea.
There was a game on June 9th.
Game 5 or 6? Game
2019. Very good, Zoe.
Thank you.
It was a Bruins Game 6 victory. Deb, all kinds of bunged up about it.
That was a great game. The first two periods, I left a friend's house, came home, and we were 5-1. So I'm like, all right. So.
All right, guess I can have another glass of a scotch and go to bed.
Have a hot toddy and you know, call it a day.
I passed out during the first two periods and I slept it off and I woke up and it's 5-1. I said, hey, I'm going to go back home.
Because my box of Franzia was empty.
It's fine. And I picked up a pack of smokes on the way home and I sucked them down on the way home. So
I'm like, all right.
So. We got better. So I was like, all right.
Their best ever was when she, Hardy, remember when she's eating a rice cake when she called the one day? And she's all like dry mouth and, oh, I've been eating a rice cake.
Yeah, Deb, how's that rice cake taste?
I only got better in like 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's you. All right, here
Jesus.
We go.
So I'm like, all right.
I only got better in like 10 minutes. Bam, 5-1.
Yeah.
That was easy.
How many rice cakes do you have at your friend's house?
Nothing. My neck was better after that.
Oh, your neck was hurting. Bruins scored some goals, and now your neck feels good.
Like a tennis match.
Yep. Chara, DeJaw, Warrior, Kyrie Irving, that's what a leader is. And I'm psyched, and I really hope they win the cup.
Hey, Deb, can you believe somebody called and said Kyrie Irving should be the banner waver?
I love the Brady thing. Excellent, Beatle.
Wow, two amazing Deb and Danvers drops in that. I mean, this one I feel never really got as much attention as it should have.
So I'm like, all right.
I mean, that's good.
All right.
But the follow-up.
She sounds like right there, the first one was Spicoli, like, who ordered the pizzas? Right here. All right, let's eat. Right here, Mr. Hahn. Deb. You always calm, Deb.
Okay.
What's the sound that cat makes when you pull the hair off from the back? If you cut slit the front, and you just skim it from the back. What sounds that make, Hardy?
Good grief. Oh, that's necessary. All right.
Okay.
Going to head a little bit west of Danvers.
Yeah.
Head on over to Lowell.
Oh, our guy.
Checking with Ken. Once again, 1 year ago today. Now, what was Ken and Lowell calling about? Was he calling about the Bruins, do you think?
Nope.
What do you think he was calling
about? Next horse race coming up. it would be the Baltimore one.
Well, you would think it would be like Triple Crown related, but this was more about Santa Anita.
Okay.
You know, Heidi, you're getting on my nerves.
Yeah, two more over the weekend, Ken. Two more over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's number 28 in the last 2 years.
29 since December. But go ahead.
No, but because it's Hardy, he's putting the kibosh. And by the way,
why is it Hardy's fault?
It's my fault.
Why is it Hardy's fault?
You need to hang up on me.
I'm not hanging up on you.
Not hanging up.
I'm hanging up.
All right. Frank Stronach sucks. He sucks. He sucks. That's all there is to it. He sucks. All right. He put down those rubber pellets to make the track faster.
Frank.
All right. Frank Stronach, Austrian, beep. And he's a pro freedom pilot. Beep. And I'm swearing.
Wow.
That may have been one of his most incoherent calls ever.
Well, he was trying to do his own sound effects there. He was trying to bleep himself out, which we appreciate, but a similarity there that I had never really caught before between Deb and Danvers and Ken and Lowell. I mean, we have Deb.
So I'm like, all right.
And then we have Ken, who is...
All right.
Now, he's trying to get to the point. She's just like, hey, man, right. I'm happy as a clam.
I'm right here. Sorry you caught me eating a rice cake.
All right.
God. But yeah, the self-censoring by Ken at the end of that call, that was one for the ages.
Frank Stronach, Austrian, beep, and he's a pro-freedom pilot, beep, and I'm swearing.
And I'm swearing.
Jesus.
I'm glad Hardy finds this so funny.
Yeah, what's so funny?
Come on. And then we have the collection of drops.
The drops, yes, of course,
Dave.
I have a slight man crush on Adrian Wojnarowski.
Charles, well done. St. Louis, I'm Joe, and I got your starting lineup, so let's quickly get down to ice level.
You didn't know this about Quincy.
At 17 years old, I was considered a social delinquent because I smoked grass and drank beer at the local baseball park.
Who cares? Amazing drama. Great series.
Boy, like Dave. Had the most opiate-related arrest in the country. I just thought I'd let you know that, Beetle. Enjoy your golf courses.
Wow. Milton Berle helped him escape.
You wouldn't know it to look at him, but he cleans up well. There's a baby arm holding an apple lurking underneath that prison jumpsuit.
Like, what's he do? Like, hello, mate. Give me the ball over here. Right here, mate. We'll have some Bobby after the Foster's for beer.
What a mess. What a mess this show is.
A mess. I was going to say a mess of a show.
Who was the guy that had the baby arm on his pants? That was LeGarrette Blount picture day.
I don't know who
yeah,
was
Yeah, I sent
talking
you a picture.
About. No.
Well, no, we they were talking about it, Milton Berle.
Then it's something about a prison jumpsuit. Who knows? Who knows? Something else.
Wasn't there some story in there about a piano with Milton Berle?
A piano?
Yeah. I thought you had told that story. I don't remember the details of
no,
it.
No, just
hot dog platter.
Just the contest where that Milton Berle's famous for having the measuring contest, and they would
Jesus.
Say Milton Berle would just take out just enough to win.
Okay.
Now, Jim, from this date in show history, now was it this date or was it the day before? Because we would have talked about the ending of a certain television show either on this date or on the next date in show history. So which was it, Jim?
Well, if we were on the air back then, yeah, it would have been tomorrow.
It would have been tomorrow. So on
but
this
it actually
date,
happened, yeah.
Right, on June 10th in 2007?
Yep.
Oh, I got it right. What show ended June 10th, 2007, gentlemen?
I'll
give you a song that should...
Larry David show?
No, but we'll play a song that will give you the answer.
Sopranos.
Oh, Sopranos.
Yes. Was there anyone who didn't think was there anyone who didn't think their TV or cable had gone out at the end of the show?
I thought mine went out.
That's what everybody thought. Everybody thought the line went dead. Now, have you watched it?
Fade
have you
black.
Watched like the last episode since I have, Beetle?
I have
you
not.
Have. You
I
watched
have
the,
not.
You watched I the have. Entire series again.
I
so.
Have. I watched the entire series last year.
How do you feel about the ending, watching it a second time?
Oh, I've never been against the ending.
Never? Not even
no.
when it first happened?
No. I've never been against the ending, the end of it, for various reasons.
Beetle's got that artistic eye there.
You watch it differently, though, definitely. You weren't as there was a lot of tension when you watched it live for the first time when it was on.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yep.
But the second time, you're looking around for stuff. You're just looking around for everything during that scene.
So what is your most favorite theory or the one that you believe about what the ending means?
Well, in the moment, I didn't hate it because it just felt really open-ended to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's sort of great. Like, you don't get to know what happens.
Right.
Like, they're not going to tell you. You've got to figure it out, you know, just it's whatever you think happened to Tony happened. But since then, I've been convinced that Tony was killed. I've been convinced by people.
Right. That's what I thought.
That was what it was. The second best theory is that because you know, the second best theory I've ever heard, not based on the cinematography of it, but just based on the writing of it, that you fell in love with some of the characters at some point in that show.
This is the one I like.
And you're being punished for it now at the end.
Yes. You started to glorify.
David Chase's, you know, sort of underlying thing in this series with the use of Dr. Melfi and Dr. Melfi's family and friends was to sort of keep throwing in these reminders that these guys are all a-holes and they're terrible people.
Terrible people. And,
right?
And you started to treat them as heroes and you glorified them. So David Chase wanted to show you what it's like to be killed by one of these people, and what happens is everything just ends, and it's all unfinished, and everything.
And there's nothing glorious about it,
right?
And
right.
The ending was not going to be glorious because none of this was glorious.
Exactly. So it was a bit of an FU to the audience who started to, like you said, kind of hold.
And,
these
but
guys
I think
up.
Those two things can tie together though and be the same thing. Like Tony gets killed, but you don't see it, and it's an FU.
Sure.
Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could sort of blend those two things together.
So, at least I learned how to make scrambled eggs from Sopranos. Putting the sour cream in.
Oh. Do you do that regularly?
I don't do it regularly. Only when we have a dollop in there and then you remember it. You put it in, it fluffs it up and gives it a different taste.
Yeah.
Put a little chive on there.
Mmm. Yeah, but things did not work out well for him right after he was making those
not.
Eggs.
Yeah, he ended up in a bathtub, didn't he?
No. Yes. Eventually, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
Cut him up in the bathtub.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.